Bring it in, morning cheer.
U-G-L-Y. You ain't got no alibi, you ugly. Ho, ho, you ugly. You mama say you ugly. Hey!
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
If you and Steven had babies, they'd be so good looking. They would.
Because Steven's all tan.
Man, is there anything else I can listen to?
It's 5:30 in the morning. What the hell are you doing?
Look, I hate Los Angeles like everybody else, but I have to work here because in any other part of the country, I'm unemployable.
I think, I think L.A. need to have another motherfucking riot so people wake the fuck up. Because I'm sick of that shit.
This is the city, Los Angeles, California.
And now...
He shoots, he scores, goal! No wonder your behind is bleeding!
Our feature presentation.
That's how you want to start right there.
Sure.
That's how you want to start. Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:31, and it's Tuesday, the 21st of Aprilingus.
We're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. It's the Tuesday morning edition of Kevin Bean's What to Do Nephew. You pick up the phone, call us toll-free, get on the air, get a prize. So, first of all, 78 degrees outside at 5:30 in the morning is BS.
I know.
BS.
It's awesome.
Is BS, first
of all.
What do
you mean all. It's BS?
78 degrees at 5:30 in the morning is ridiculous.
It's warm.
Which direction ridiculous?
Ridiculous too hot.
It's what?
At 5:30 in the morning, nobody wants 78 degrees.
78 degrees is not...
F you, Al Gore. F you, Al Gore.
Well, I'm with that.
That's what I'm saying.
78 is not hot.
It's hot at 5:30 in the morning. You want a nice, comfortable, cool morning is what you want. You want something that feels good.
Can't I say what I want?
Not something that... Well, can I say what I want?
Yes, but you can't say what I want.
But I'm telling you what I want, right. Which is I want to not sweat at 5:30 a.m.
Well, you're here like 3 days a year,
I'm
so don't worry
saying,
about it.
100 in April yesterday is BS.
That was a little warm.
Isn't
it?
We did break a record.
That was a little warm.
It's ridiculous. It's going to be close to that today. So that's thing one. And then thing two is, Lisa, I know you were seeing all the stories on the Craigslist Killer yesterday, which, by the way, is a pretty cool nickname.
Somebody killed Craigslist? Yeah.
The Craigslist Killer is an awesome nickname, and Mike, that should be your new band, first of all. Some guy who, you know, he went on Craigslist to get a quote-unquote massage, and the girl comes to his apartment, and he kills her, right?
Now, okay.
Those aren't the girls you should be killing. Girls that are going to go on the internet and come to your house to have sex with you are not the girls that should be killed.
Do I dare ask which girls you are supposed to be killing?
No, you shouldn't.
The ones that won't come to your apartment and have sex with you, those are the ones that should be killed.
But they're harder to kill because they won't come to your apartment.
I know.
You have
to go to
them.
Dilemma? See, they're just bad on every level. They make it so much more difficult for you. But doesn't it just seem like that's a woman who deserves a break?
Amen.
Even if she goes to a killer's house, he should let her go.
Exactly. Okay. Just because, I mean...
She's doing a public service.
That's the world we... I mean, one of the best things available in the world is that a woman will look at your ad on the internet and come to your house and have sex with you. That's not the person that should be killed. That's all I'm saying. So, Craigslist killer, shame on you. Shame on you, Craigslist killer.
I'm sure he's listening to our station today.
Well, he might not be. I had to get that off my chest because that's just not fair play.
Well, and then there are other women who would maybe think twice about it after that. Well, that's, the
right.
Ripple
that's
effect.
That's the key
is really
you don't
the
want
problem.
Somebody else that will come to your house and have sex with you to look at that and go, now I'm not going to go to people's
maybe,
houses.
Maybe, I don't know, not safe.
Yeah. See, now it's bad for everybody. Now it's not just bad for him. Now the rest of us have to suffer because he's an a-hole.
It's all fun and games till somebody puts an eye out.
Exactly. Well said, Kevin. Exactly.
Or whatever.
Heavy is the head that eats the crayons.
That's an excellent point. I didn't even look at it that way, but he's right.
All right. Time for your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
Well, what it do is 1-800-520-1067. That's the number to call. You get on the air. You talk about something interesting, we hope. And we hook you up with a brand new Kevin and Bean What It Do t-shirt. How about that? I've been seeing those April Foolishness shirts around on some of the staff here. I need to get me one of those. Those were pretty cool.
You should. Let's start with Eric in Rancho Cucamonga.
Yeah, Eric.
What's going on, Eric?
What it do?
What it do?
What it do? Hi, Eric.
Hey, Bean.
Yes,
what
sir.
What the hell are you doing here?
That's
you
a
don't
great.
Let the weather go back to your goddamn island.
That's a great point.
Wow,
that is a great idea.
I would be happy to, but the killers require my presence today.
No, they don't. They could do fine with Ralph, Lisa, and even Mike. You could go back to your damn island.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Actually, leave now. Leave now.
Okay. Wow.
I'm leaving right now.
Eric's a demanding sucker.
Eric, I like the way you think, my friend. I'm leaving right now. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, Eric.
All right.
You wouldn't say that to Tom Petty, would you?
No, because
probably would. Let's go to Ross in Glendale. Good morning, Ross.
What a do, nephews.
What a do.
What a do, Ross.
Hey, Zombie Strippers, the Jenna Jameson thing. It was on the other night on Spike TV.
Yes, yes.
It blew, man. It blew. She should stick to doing what she does. Tio should stick to staying in the ring. But the only person that was actually cool about it was Freddy Krueger.
Here's a clip from the great cinematic classic Zombie Clipper. Stripper, sorry. Zombie Clippers is a basketball movie. Yeah.
They're zombies.
No. They're strippers.
They're zombie strippers.
That's the kind of acting.
Oh, yeah.
That's the level of acting.
I watched about maybe 15 minutes of it. It was just like, that's it.
But Ross, I watched it.
I'll just stick a Jenna Jameson video and watch that.
I watched it 6 or 8 months ago or whenever it came out. But doesn't it reach the bad enough level that it's fascinating to you?
You know what? A bad thing is a terrible thing to waste, and a horrible thing is a terrible thing is not a terrible thing to view.
I don't know what you're saying right now.
You know,
now.
It's not 420 anymore, right?
I'm not familiar with those words in that order.
It was a moment with Ross.
Hello, yes, President Bush.
I saw it too, and I thought it was bad enough to be awful. That's what I
really
never came close to coming around. No, it was just a terrible, terrible movie.
Yeah. All right,
which is a shame because it could have been great because it's a fantastic concept.
It is, yeah. But if you're going there looking for what Jenna Jameson usually does, which is be hot, I don't know that's what they're trying to accomplish. All right, let's go to Jason in Victorville. Good morning, Jason.
What it do?
what it do?
Jason?
How you guys doing?
Good. What's going on?
I got to start this off by admitting that these thoughts and feelings stem from a little bit of jealousy.
Okay.
But I was calling to say F420.
F420.
Wow, how come?
Yeah, sorry, I know your listeners are going to hate me, but...
why is
that? It's a useless day. Nobody gets anything done. And even when they do get stuff done, they don't even remember what the hell they did.
Right.
But that's the whole point of a holiday, though. I mean...
You must be an employer. You must have employees that don't
I don't. I just work, but I'm just jealous. And I'd like to suggest we do something I like to call 13th floor. That's where we get rid of it, like 13th floor in hotels. Just get rid of it.
Just get rid of that date and skip right over to the 21st?
Yep.
I have heard your request, and it is denied.
That's correct.
13th floor cycle mic, too.
That.
I'm fine with that.
We're all on the same page with.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you, Jason. Boy, he saved that, didn't he? Let's go to Eli in Gardena. Good morning.
Yo, what it do, nephew?
Hi.
Boo.
Hi, Eli.
What's going on, Eli?
Oh, man. Chuck Liddell getting let go the other day from the UFC. If he doesn't get Hall of Fame in the next event, I'm going to be pissed.
He had a beatdown, right?
He did, but
yeah. After
I agree, he should be. If there's is there a Hall of Fame? Is there a UFC
100%.
Hall of Fame?
Yeah. And he's a shoo-in.
He's a shoo-in.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Good call.
a lot of follow up. Let's do one more.
All right. Let's go to Justin in Santa Monica. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning. What it do?
What it do?
What it do?
I was calling in response to the whole Craigslist killer thing.
Yes.
I just heard that. I didn't actually know that was going on. So I immediately called one of my friends who actually lost his virginity to a Craigslist massage therapist.
Wow.
How about
now,
that?
Did he kill her afterward? Do you remember?
No. Well, okay. I don't remember because I wasn't there.
Right. So. But I mean, he didn't tell you that he killed her afterward, right?
He didn't mention that. No. But what he did say is that he went to her as opposed to her coming to his place.
Right.
So if the girls stop coming to places, I understand. But what if they still accept visitors?
Yeah, I don't understand what you're saying right now. Hold on.
I think just that he knew a guy who did the Craigslist massage person is his tie-in, I think.
Right.
And I think that was the extent of it. I don't know that he thought it out any further than that.
All right, let's squeeze in one more. This is Mitchell. Hey, Mitchell.
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on?
What'd it do?
Hey, I want to say screw that guy that said F420. I got a full 8-hour work day in, and I went home and smoked a bunch.
There you go.
It was not a useless day for me.
Not everybody is useless when they're on the weed. Nice work.
You're a better person than he is, then.
Yes, and we accept your scorn for him.
Thank you for the call.
On his behalf.
Weed. Smoking weed. Who the f*** smokes weed? Weed's for f***ing kids.
Well,
marijuana and hippies.
Okay.
Wow.
So a lot of wide ranges of opinions.
Yeah, sure. Apparently about 420.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
We have a little singer by the name of Dave Gahan on the program today.
I know that dude.
Lead singer Depeche Mode, of course. He will be on the program.
Lisa, I heard on the traffic this morning that they're closing. Where are they playing in Hollywood Boulevard? Is it right in front
right of? Right in front of Jimmy Kimmel Studios,
okay.
Yeah.
They're closing the streets Wednesday night at 11 p.m. for the Thursday night performance, and they're going to be closed until Friday morning.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, when they have the Academy Awards, they close it down like 3 days in advance. I don't exactly. Maybe it's for security so they can clear everyone out. I don't know.
Sound check. I don't know.
I don't know.
Unbelievable.
It is ridiculous.
Yeah, because I mean, they're going to do. I don't know how long they're going to play. What do you guys reckon? Like an hour or something like that?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Certainly no more than that.
Yeah. So Dave Gahan is not going to be popular with some people.
He's inconvenient.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. That's absolutely true.
Oh, well, I don't have business down there. I'm fine with it. Why does Kevin hate? Not sure what that's about, but we'll get to it today.
But I bet you hate it.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Bean is the request.
You don't know what it is, but I bet you hate it, right?
That's correct. And let's see here. Heidi and Spencer canceled. Let me write
that
down.
Yeah, how about that?
What is up with them?
Spencer canceled.
Because what? They have something to do?
Because they're planning their wedding is what we were told.
At 8?
Yes, that's what we were told.
8 in the morning or
whatever? They were going to be on at 6:30.
6:30? They're planning their wedding?
Correct.
They're calling people?
Well, that's what they said.
So. They are so lame.
They are lame. But at least
they're planning. I mean, they couldn't come up with anything better than that.
Planning our wedding.
You know, lots of people who are planning weddings even have full-time jobs. They don't even have a job. They're just making a five-minute phone call.
That's true, yeah.
Omar planned the whole damn thing.
Yes.
He's here every day.
Never missed a day.
Right? Including the day after.
That's right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, so they're bad. So we know that.
Yeah, big surprise.
We got that going on. 5:41, we will take a quick break.
Is there anything else on today's show that may be worth mentioning, maybe, Kevin?
I don't see.
I don't know, maybe Breakfast with the Freaking Killers.
Yay!
How about that?
There is Breakfast with the Killers.
Oh, that's right. That is today. I forgot.
I saw that on the schedule. I was like, okay, I'm going to tease that last because it's big.
Right.
And then I didn't get to it. We're going to do Breakfast with the Killers today.
That may be worth sticking around for.
So perhaps you should listen to that. Now we'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beatnik.
Ralph Garman, how you go?
Yeah. Sure.
He go.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have my headphones turned up. I have no idea what you said. But.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Oh, wow.
I said, Ralph Garman, how you go?
Come on, give me a second, man. Let me just get
let him sit down, for God's sake.
Freaking conversations on the road.
Just greeting you. That's all. Come on, man. In depth or anything.
How
just,
you go was your
Harry,
greeting?
Harry the Hatchet to give us a little warning, maybe. I don't know.
What's up with him?
What's up with him?
I don't know.
Psycho Mike enjoys surprises.
That's all.
I only gave you two, you're right.
Psycho Mike is talking about nothing but how much he deadlifted yesterday. That's his whole thing today.
Look how huge I am. I deadlifted 500 pounds. I can lift myself into the air there.
What was your number, Mike?
505.
Yeah. Are you done now? Is that it?
There's no done.
I'm quitting. I never ever exercise again.
There's no done for Mike.
How about you, Ralph? What are you lifting these days?
I'm not lifting there that much anymore.
Yeah.
Just doing the boxing.
Yeah. Yeah. I still mostly lift.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Lisa and I were saying we pay so much money to watch Bean.
Me too.
Oh, that's the next video when you can go to KROQ.com.
He can deadlift 100?
The heaviest thing I can lift is a super big goal. That's what I feel. All right.
But two, right? You can do curls.
Probably not two. I don't know. It's 5:50 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Huge program. Dave Gahan from Depeche Mode and
Gone.
Breakfast with the Killers on the way.
Gone.
First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Tuesday morning.
Gone. It's hard for me to look at Lisa May.
Why? What?
Because...
Ponytail?
No.
Oh.
Have you ever had a sex dream about someone you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's so vivid and real that the next time you see them, it's a little awkward because you feel like it's that awkwardness after you've had sex with someone and you're not quite sure what the relationship is like?
Was she good?
Last night, it was unfreaking believable.
Did we really? Oh. It was on?
It was on. And this morning, I was like, wow. And now, being next to you, it's like, it's kind of weird because I feel like we had sex.
How did it get started last night? Was it you or her?
Rape me.
I think that was started.
And you said, all right.
All right, if you want to. But there was people watching and stuff.
Wow. Really?
It was cheering. It was kinky. It was out there.
There's no question. Very few things I know with the certainty of this statement. Lisa is awesome in bed. There's no question about that.
I would think
based
yes.
on your dream.
Based on my dream.
Absolutely.
I know she's good in my dreams.
You're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Lisa.
I have had dreams of you as well, Ralph.
Oh, sweet.
Wow.
This is going to happen.
Let's just make it happen.
Let's just do it.
Let's just get it over with.
Open offices today.
I think we did. Didn't we?
What's that?
In our dreams. I mean, we really did. We
That's
did everything.
That's true. Yes, we have. At least I know how
I'm
to mine.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
Lisa May, period. Lisa May. I've been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it till the day I die. Lisa May.
Yeah, Ralph, I have no idea where it came from last night or what the psychological intent behind it is.
They usually come out of nowhere. It's bizarre.
It was
when you get those dreams.
It was lengthy and vivid.
But I'm happy to have been there.
Thank you so much for last night.
You're
Lisa.
Very welcome.
Wow. Lengthy and vivid, by the way. Name of my new album. I hope you all pick it up. Before I get to the showbiz news, I've got tickets to give away to the red carpet world premiere of Star Mother Effin' Trek.
How about that?
Is that the name of it?
How great does this movie look? I can't wait.
Did you see?
I'm bursting at the seams, more than I was last night with Lisa.
Did you see the first review?
I have not.
Did you?
Daily Mail
in
Britain.
What do you mean, did he?
Daily Mail in Britain says that it is not only easily the best of all the Star Trek movies, but that it may be the best prequel ever filmed. How about that?
Well, that's sort of damning with faint praise. How many prequels are there?
But the best Star Trek movie ever.
That's strong.
That's saying something.
Yeah.
That is strong.
Very impressive.
Good.
The world premiere is going to be here in Los Angeles at the Grauman's Chinese Theater, which really is the best place in the world to see a premiere. That is Hollywood, that place.
Mm-hmm.
They got the hands and feet print in cement
right
out there in the front. It's going to be a big red carpet. All the stars will be there. If you're a Star Trek fan and you want to go, I've got 5 pairs of tickets to give away to the person with the correct, not the person, but the people with the correct answer to the following trivia question. Of course, the movie focuses on the relationship between Kirk and Spock, their first meeting.
Correct.
I need to know, in the Vulcan culture, what is Ponfar? If you know what Ponfar is right now, call in 1-800-520-1067.
I want to get as far from the screening as I can.
Dude, wait to hear what Ponfar is.
I know it's something that Lisa did in your dream last night. I know that.
Love it. So call now, 1-800-520-1067. The first 5 people through with the correct answer win a pair of tickets to the very, very hard to get tickets for the red carpet premiere of Star Trek at the Grauman's Chinese Theater.
Fantastic.
Good times. Madonna's people may have been crying wolf after insinuating there's no machine over here at all. There's no machine.
It's just not
there's not, usually, you know, I look for the button to push. Not only there's no button, there's no machine over here.
Yeah.
The machine that goes makes that noise.
That's your deadlifting friend.
Hey,
right
Hat, is Hat. Mike here, but he's on vacation?
I don't know. Harry the Hat, what's up with that? Where are you going now? To get that machine?
No.
No? Okay. No.
Good. Excellent.
Hey, look at that. Bean's got one. Of course he does.
Of course.
Bean's got a backup shutter. God bless him.
For shows just like this, when you never know when you might need it.
No, and we do, and you're right, and I'm wrong. Madonna's people may have been, let's say, lying.
Oh, is this a horse thing?
When they insinuated that the paparazzi were to blame for him, for Madonna taking a tumble off her horse over the weekend.
They broke quick.
Apparently, Sergeant Herbert Johnson, who was with the Southampton, New York cops, said that it is a story that is just completely out of control. Madonna never mentioned to any of the police when she filed the report after the accident anything about the paparazzi jumping out of the bushes and taking pictures of her.
What a surprise.
Well, then who made that up in the first place?
Because I'm sure it seemed like a great opportunity for her people to take a shot at the paparazzi, who I'm sure they don't like.
Yeah, I could see that.
But apparently, she is crying wolf at best and a lying sack of beef jerky at worst. Sir Michael Caine has created quite a legacy for himself in the world of film.
Jaws 3D, man. That's all you need to know.
Oh, how good was he in that? This time it's personal. That's where that came from, you know?
Really?
Yeah, this time it's personal. Came from Jaws 3D.
How about that?
Because it was the wife of the original Jaws shark coming back to kill the family of Chief Brody from Amity Island.
Of course. Because that's how sharks and, that's how they work.
Yes. He says that he hasn't always had such acceptance regarding his film career. When he originally told his parents that he was going to be an actor, everyone in his family assumed he was gay. And it took him years to convince his family that he was not, in fact, a homosexual because he wanted to be an actor. I guess back then, I don't know when it was, the 50s, 60s, whenever he decided, I guess maybe it wasn't the most manly profession in the world.
Yeah.
Until he did the Ponfar on that girl, and then they knew.
That's right. Yes. Speaking of Ponfar, do we have an answer to my trivia question?
We have about 2 or 3. You want to wait for 5?
Okay, yeah, let's wait. Well, this is a good trivia question. Yeah. Usually we get them right away. Lady Laura!
Wow.
Is apparently going to great lengths to try to get over her relationship with her former girlfriend, Samantha Ronson. She is in Vegas
Good for her.
That's a bad place for Lindsay Lohan to be.
Yeah.
Where is she? Is in Vegas to check out a thing called a Peep Show. Are you familiar with Peep Show?
What's that?
It's a burlesque show. The star is Melanie B of the Spice Girls. Apparently she's talking to producers about perhaps appearing in the show.
Okay.
As a way to revitalize her career.
She's not taking your advice, Ralph, which is to go the F home and stay there.
That's right. To disappear. Have people years from now say, whatever happened to Lindsay Lohan? And then show back up looking great, healthy, and doing good work. She's going to be in Vegas getting loaded doing
revitalize her career as what?
As a whore. As a girl who
Lindsay!
Dressed...
Lindsay! Lindsay! Lindsay Lohan!
A girl who dressed scantily on stage. Apparently, stars in the show dropped their tops for the crowd wearing pasties.
Okay.
So you could see Lindsay Lohan's cans, I guess.
That's what she should be doing. Now I'm in.
Yeah.
Forget your go home and disappear BS.
She would take her act on stage, and apparently the money could be right. She needs cash. Let's face it. She needs a job. What are you going to do? We have the answers now? We're good to go?
We have Sean in North Hills.
Let's talk to Sean first. Sean?
Yes.
That was diabolical and evil.
Yeah, I need to know, in the Vulcan culture, what is ponfar?
It's when the Vulcans go crazy with their mating ritual that they go through every 7 years, and they go nuts unless they have sex.
That's right.
I literally crazy that. Unless they have sex?
The Vulcans, every 7 years, go insane until they mate because they have to purge themselves of the blood fever that their sexuality causes.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Great episode.
Great episode. If they don't mate, they die.
Wow.
That's severe.
It's awesome.
That's severe.
Congratulations, you're going to the Star Trek premiere.
Woo! Thank you, Ralph.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I hope you experience ponfar at the screening.
This is a high group of people you got here.
Congratulations also to Alex, Chris, Mark, and Dwayne. All guys.
Interesting.
That's surprising.
Yeah. But, Kevin, you can't mock the passion they have for Star Trek. Those are the people you want at a screening like this.
Yeah, you want them at the world premiere, don't you?
Sure.
You want somebody who doesn't care about Star Trek to go to the premiere.
By the way, Miss Cleo spelled winners, WINENRS. I don't even know what that is. I don't even recognize that. Wow. I think she meant winners.
She's played word jumble.
Winners.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got a lot of problems. Time is it? Oh, it's almost time to go.
Yeah.
I got a lot of good stories. I got stories about Gwen Stefani, Bill Murray, Lisa Rinna.
Oh.
American Idol, Dancing with the Stars.
Give us Gwen Stefani.
We'll have to come back next hour and we'll do it.
Right.
Let's talk about today's celebrity birthdays, shall we? Before I do, it is Tuesday. That means new DVDs and CDs in the stores.
Yes.
So real quickly, here's what you can pick up. Depeche Mode, Sounds of the Universe. Their new CD drops today if you want to check that out. Jars of Clay, The Long Fall Back to Earth.
Yep.
Tinted Windows by Tinted Windows. Rapper Rick Ross.
Yeah.
His CD, Deeper Than Rap. Ooh, it's going to be deeper than
that. It is deeper than
that.
Oh,
that's better.
Yeah.
DVDs today, if you missed The Wrestler in theaters.
Ooh, I did.
The Mickey Rourke Comeback Project.
I never saw that either.
Available today on DVD. Frost Nixon, also a great film that was Oscar nominated. Available today. Notorious. Story of B.I.G. is available. Into the Blue 2, The Reef.
No.
Starring Audrina Patridge.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. We may have to.
We may have to.
I smell a movie vault.
Wow.
Is available today. Caprica, the two-hour premiere of the new series that is the prequel to Battlestar Galactica on Sci-Fi, available on DVD today.
Oh,
doesn't air
kidding.
Until 2010, but the pilot is available on DVD today.
Hmm.
So you can get a head start on that. And My Own Worst Enemy, the TV show with Christian Slater. The entire series is available on DVD today.
Why?
Because it didn't last very long.
Someone might like to see it.
It's just for Christian Bale's personal use. Christian Slater's personal use.
Christian Bale, too. He might like to watch it. Today's celebrity birthdays. Iggy Pop is 62 years old today. He, of course, from the Stooges. Tony Danza, 58 years old. Andy McDowell turns 51. Robert Smith of The Cure is 50 years old today. Michael Franti of Spearhead turns 43. James McAvoy from The Last King of Scotland, The Chronicles of Narnia, and Wanted. He was so good in that with that hot-looking
Angelina Jolie.
Her. 30. And Tony Romo, Dallas Cowboys quarterback and girlfriend to Jessica Simpson, is 29 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
When I eat hot Cheetos, I get crazy. I just love hot Cheetos! I love you so much!
Now, if it were Kevin, he would hate hot Cheetos.
Oh, I see.
Because Kevin, we have discovered in recent weeks more than ever, just hates random things for no reason.
Well, not for no reason.
You are a drive-by hater. And people often get caught in the crossfire.
I love Hot Cheetos, for
Why
example.
Why so much hateration?
I don't know, really.
Why so weird, much hate? You hate weird things with the intensity of a Nova.
That's what's interesting about Kevin. Is there? Look, everybody has their likes and dislikes, and that's fine, and that's understandable. But Kevin doesn't just. Well, it's not for me. It's not. I don't care for it. It's. I hate it, and okay. want everyone who likes it to die.
But it's intense hate.
But I think there's the difference is for most people, you can ignore whatever you don't like. Mm-hmm. Right? You can just not pay attention to it.
Okay
fine. Right. No problem. You don't hate whatever. But you guys, Ralph and Bean especially, when it comes to music especially.
Yeah.
Or American Idol or whatever.
Or smart cars, apparently.
Or wine.
No, smart cars, wine. That's something that I had before I came to you guys. But you guys throw that stuff in my face so much. It's like, well, then I... Now I'm forced to... When you make a big deal out of a girl that's hot, for example,
Alita Loresca on Channel 4 at Weather Girl, yes.
You go crazy to the point of, this either must be the hottest chick in the world.
Right.
Or there's no other option. That's it. But then you look at her and you go, eh, she's cute.
But you should hate Bean, then.
I
not
do.
Alita Oreska.
No, I do. I hate Bean.
Well, then what's the explanation for today's featured topic? A little band from England called The Beatles.
Why
do you hate the four lovable lads from Liverpool?
It's not
what's wrong with them?
I don't like the music.
No, but let's be honest. I don't like the music.
You hate them.
You hate the Beatles.
Okay.
You've said as much yourself on many occasions.
But again, I'm going to say, under normal circumstances, I just don't like them. No one cares. I don't have to say anything else. I just ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's the Beatles and it's that big and everyone says, how do you hate them? And they throw it in your face. The stuff that is so passionately thrown at you, then you have to go, well, you know, not
so
that big
you
a fan.
Feel you must hate in equal amounts that people love on the other side of the equation.
That's a great
you
point,
have
Ralph.
To balance it out with equal amounts of hate. As much as the Beatles are loved, you must hate to create some sort of
you
universal
wish,
balance.
You wish you had been the one to kill John Lennon. That's how much you hate.
I don't think I'd go that far.
Well, look, I have a question that must be answered, and that is, why does Kevin hate?
Why does Kevin hate old people? Why does Kevin hate baseball? Why does Kevin hate?
Why does he hate
the Beatles, Al Roker, and wine drinkers? Why does Kevin hate anything made before 1985? That is so dumb. What will Kevin hate today?
Now,
the Beatles.
Maybe Omar's onto something with the thing. If the Beatles were a current band, would you like them? Maybe
see?
It's because they broke up in 1970 that you hate them.
I don't think so, just because I'm pretty consistent with not liking the 60s sound.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just the Beatles. It's pretty much anyone from the 60s. Maybe there's some exemptions, but
and
for the most part.
I think Kevin's telling the truth because he's not into Led Zeppelin. He's not into Black Sabbath, but he doesn't hate them. When we mention anything to do with the Beatles, he
right.
is vocal.
Yeah, he
about,
gets upset about
yeah.
it. Well, we do have some evidence for the defense today. For instance, how can you hate a band that did this song, Revolution?
Say you want a revolution. Well, you know. We all want to change the world.
Now,
great song.
I understand you don't like a band, but you have to admit, when that song comes on, you go, that's a great song.
Well, no, I don't.
Great singing, great melody, great guitar playing.
If that was a new band and we're playing that song in K-Rock today, you would say, wow, I love that song.
I don't think so, because it sounds very 60-ish.
Because of all those guitars and singing in it?
No, it's just, I don't
that's
know.
Gone out of fashion.
Nothing uses that anymore.
How do you explain why you don't like if I'm driving
those instruments with the drums and bass?
If I'm in
so
a,
bogus.
In a car by myself and that song comes on,
you go,
I look
wow,
for something
that's a great
else.
Song.
I don't.
I'm so lucky to be alive today to hear this record.
What if you were in a smart car and that song came on?
You guys think that
God.
I just sit over here and try to figure out a way to lie about songs I really like?
But I don't understand how somebody look. I can understand why my dad doesn't like that song, because he doesn't like rock music.
Right.
You love rock music.
I do, but
then how can that song not make the cut of songs that are good in the field of rock music? Like, what's wrong with it?
It's pretty 60s.
What does that mean?
It's pretty 60s.
It's just it sounds like it comes from the 60s.
It's not
it's
made out of flowers
sound.
And love beads. It's not made out of
it is, though.
Lava some lamps and Barnaby Street clothing.
So if that same song came out today and it was done by Chris Cornell,
it wouldn't sound like that.
And it sounded exactly the same. Would you still not like it?
Probably not. Probably not.
All right. What about this one? How do you hate this Beatles song? Listen to that. That's genius, right?
That is a great song.
Come on, Lisa.
What do you people want from me?
I want to know why you hate it.
Come together over us. That's what we want you to do.
Why do you hate? That's
admit
the question
what,
on the table.
Lisa?
Admit it's a great song.
It isn't.
You may
to
not
me.
Like the Beatles, but that
it is.
Isn't music subjective?
No, no, it is. It's not objective.
Not in this particular case.
It is objective.
This has been scientifically proven by Swedish scientists in a lab that is a great
song. I've not seen that report.
Well, look it up.
All right, let me bring in David. I think he's got my back in Torrance. Good morning, David.
Good morning, guys.
Help me here.
Yeah, it's just not, it's not that they suck or anything. It's just that they're boring. These drag.
Thank
like
you.
Uncle, yeah, my uncle, he's like a big time Beatle fan, but it's just I just can't get into him. Yeah. I love Led Zeppelin. I love Black Sabbath. I love all those guys, but something about the Beatles is they're boring.
Yeah, they're boring.
They are boring.
They're so boring.
Now,
you're right about that.
Having said that, I'm sure David would agree like I do. You have to give them their place in history. They're maybe the most influential rock band ever, but that doesn't mean I want to listen to what they do.
No, you must like them. Well, you must like them.
I don't
them.
See how, they,
don't how to do
they're
that.
Boring of any band ever. They reinvented themselves throughout their entire career.
Yeah.
In a span of about 6 years, they went from I Want to Hold Your Hand
right, but
to
that
Revolution.
Was 40 years ago. Are you tired of that now?
But what other artist in history has run such a gamut of different types of musical styles? That's the opposite of boring.
And I'd also like to say that song Come Together from, I think, 1969, 99% of the bands today couldn't do a song that good, that sounds that great.
What is it that you want from me?
Admit the Beatles are great.
I admit that
you love them.
Listen, I understand that
you
I'm
don't.
In the minority.
You don't understand.
I'm in the minority. I get it. Almost everybody loves the Beatles. I've never heard anyone else say they don't. I get that.
Right. So
but
don't you realize that must make me wrong?
No,
man.
There's
don't
no wrong.
That?
There's no wrong.
For hating them, I must be a bad person.
Look, I've never claimed to have good musical taste.
You might as well hate
I
puppies.
Never have.
Seriously, at this point, because we're talking about something that's so universal that everybody loves, not because it's hip to love them, but because they've earned the love because they're that good. Puppies are that good. The Beatles are that good. You can't hate
just
the Beatles.
Puppy and the Beatles. That's it. Puppies and the Beatles.
Those are two examples of things that
right.
everybody
what
loves.
What is it that you want from me to say?
You want you to say I love the Beatles.
But I don't.
And I don't hate them. I don't hate them anymore.
You know what?
I've seen the light. That's what we want to hear you say.
First of all, I don't like the Beatles much. But second of all, it might also stem from the fact that when I was, I think, 20. I was working at a radio station.
You were
in Phoenix.
Touched by John Lennon.
Yes.
Paul McCartney molested you.
I was working at an oldies station in Phoenix that's like K-Earth here.
Okay.
So we played the Beatles
every other song,
five
right?
effing seconds.
Right.
So maybe that like solidified my hatred for them. Maybe that's why, because it was I had to hear it so much. But so have you guys.
I've heard
they haven't
Beatles
done anything new
life.
In 40 years. How are you still fascinated by Come Together?
I'm not fascinated by it. I just enjoy it. It's a great song. I love it. When I do
don't.
Hear it, I love it.
Okay.
You have to. But
I do have to.
But you have to.
But why do I have
because
to?
Because those are the rules.
What rules?
The rules
I've
of the
Beatles.
I've
never seen the rules printed out.
The Beatle rules. I'm going to take you to Vegas. We're going to see Love, the Circus
I
of the Beatles.
I don't want to see that.
We're
I skipped
go.
That about three times so I could gamble.
And you're just going to be immersed in it, and you will love. And the Beatles were all about love, and so that's why you should love.
Can't buy me love.
You can't buy me love.
That's right.
And all you need is love.
Come on.
Look at you! Look at your head
he's
bouncing!
Nodding his head.
He's nodding his head!
That's a great song.
Who's got time for that?
That is a feel-good, drop-the-top, summer on the freeway driving song.
No! No, it isn't!
Oh, Kevin, you're missing out on all the joys of life.
I'm not missing out on the joys, it's just I don't have you guys' taste. In my regular life with my friends, the people that I hang out with that kind of have my sensibilities, right. We don't ever hate music or anything. I mean, it doesn't come up because they're not as different from me as you guys are.
Because you're bad, though. Admit it's because you're
that's
bad.
That's very possible.
Maybe you surround yourself with other haters and you have a little conclave of hate and then yeah. everyone's the same.
That's a great point because Hitler conclave could look around and go, everyone's a Nazi.
Yeah, look, none of my friends like the Jews. It's not right. just me. Everyone here likes concentration camps.
All right, let me ask you about this. All right, seriously.
one of the first white reggae songs ever, first of all.
There you go. There's that.
But bad.
And second
obla
of all,
obla does
I don't think our point was that you have to love every single Beatles song. Our point was you can't hate the Beatles because they have so many songs that are great.
Right. Even I'm a Beatles fan, and I have my preferred songs over songs that I like less of the Beatles. But no one can hate the Beatles.
The number of songs in my not preferred list is great with
well,
the Beatles.
Just
are
silly.
There, all right, before, we're almost out of time. Are yeah. there any Beatles songs that you would admit are great that you love? Even one.
Okay, let me
out
ask you this question.
Of the 250 songs they recorded, is there one that you'll admit
let
is great?
Let me ask you this question.
Okay.
Can I admit that songs are great and that I don't like them?
No.
No. You have to love them.
No. Can you say, this is my favorite meal and I never want to eat it again? What is wrong with you?
Of course not. Saying, she is so hot, I never want to see her naked.
I'm saying I have an appreciation for how influential they were, what they did for music. I get all that. It doesn't mean I want to listen to it on the radio. I just don't.
There has to be one Beatles song you will admit you like. There has to be.
How can there not be one?
How does there have to be?
Because you can't
hate
them all.
You can't hate them all. All right.
I don't even know where to go with this.
This has been Why Does Kevin Hate?
This is just not, I can't. You just.
Why Does Kevin Hate?
Some good timing, right?
First, though, here's an email from Jesse in Chino who writes in, hey, Kevin and Bean and Lisa and the rest of the gang, I've been a big fan of your show ever since, well, ever since Big Boy in the Morning started to blow.
All right.
When did that happen, by the way? What's going on with Big Boy? I've got an instant request. It seems like it's been some time since we've heard from Mr. Sulu from Star Trek, George Takei. Remember he was working on music on that TV show? Well, I've heard some rumors that he's been laying down some tracks with the great Gene Simmons from Kiss. Can you guys confirm this? Thanks. Keep up the stellar work. Jesse from Chino. Yeah, as a matter of fact, Jesse, we have heard the exact same thing, that apparently those two musical giants are in the studio together, and I think we've got them. Am I right, Kevin? We've got them on the phone right now.
We do. I'd like to play the intro, but if we don't need to, that's all right. Do you mind if I play the
this
intro?
This is a Kevin and Bean. It's the request.
Well done.
Listen up, everyone.
New instant.
Make a request.
Instant request. Kevin and Bean.
Instant request.
George Takei, TV's Mr. Sulu from Star Trek. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
We're good.
And is the great Gene Simmons from KISS also there with you?
Well, yes, he is.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean, and of course, good morning, Lisa May.
Good morning, Gene.
So Josh wants to know if it's true that you two are working together on some new music.
Yes, we have been, and it's been one of the greatest creative experiences of my life.
I was well aware that Mr. Takei was interested in making some music, and I called him up and I said I'd be more than willing to carry the musical load. Lisa May, speaking of carrying the load.
All right, listen. Now, George,
I don't even get that.
George, your music, the only music I've heard from you is country music.
Well, yes, I did do some country music on that television program.
Right.
But I've also, since working with Gene, who, by the way, have you seen his tug?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, his tug's pretty famous from
KISS. It's remarkable.
Yeah.
It really is.
We've seen it.
So, matinee idol tug.
Right. So this is not country music. You've switched it up since working with Mr. Simmons?
Yes, we are going more for a rock and roll feel.
Oh, okay. I would die to hear that. That would be awesome.
I was watching television, and I saw Mr. Takei on my television doing that country song, and I know that it didn't go well for him on that television show, at least musically, but I knew he had passion for music, and I wanted to rope him back into the musical world. Lisa May, speaking of ropes.
All right, thank you.
Rope is
again, that's completely over my head.
All right. Is there anything you can play for us that you guys have put together so far?
Well, we're in the studio right now, actually.
Excellent.
We're working on a new project.
George, if you could play for them that first track we were working on earlier this morning.
Okay. I like ass. Men's asses. And they like mine. But we're naked.
It doesn't sound like that one's
oily.
That one's fully formed.
Bend me over.
Okay. All right, Mr. Takei.
But don't have sex, because that...
Hey, George?
Should be protected.
All right.
With a condom.
Okay. Thank you, George. I enjoyed that. Mr. Simmons, is that the direction you'd like to see George's music go?
I couldn't believe how great that sounded.
I really think we tapped into something special.
Might you want
to... rock and roll, and as opposed to country music. And George and I are set to make a fistful of dollars.
All right, Lisa May, okay. We know. We got that.
Now that one I get.
By the way, we were supposed to have Spidey on right now, Heidi and Spencer. They canceled first thing this morning because they're too busy planning their wedding.
Yes, I'm sure that's what they're doing right now.
Because that just sneaked up on them because they didn't know that was happening when they planned this interview.
Yeah.
But apparently they're going to reschedule for next week. So you'll have to wait a week to hear us kill them.
Time for the Afro Line, 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. You can leave a message on any topic.
So with all these pirate hijackings in the news, does this mean next year's Talk Like a Pirate Day? I got to learn how to speak Somalian because I ain't doing it, me hearties.
Did you see that kid, that teenage pirate, the one that they captured, who was
brought to New York?
Just
yeah.
smiling, just having the time of his life. I get to go to America.
He's a pilot. I mean, he's a pirate.
He's a pirate.
What's not to be happy about?
Yeah. They're talking about putting that kid in jail for the rest of his life.
I know.
Wow.
Have you guys ever seen that show on Fox that comes out on Monday nights, Bones? Man, it has nothing to do with the title.
Yeah, very disappointing.
I love that show, but you're right.
Very angry. Listen, people, have patience.
Hey, when the hell is Rainy Roast? God, I swear to God, Bean, if you keep me from getting tickets again, I will find you. Find you.
I'm not sure that I keep anyone from getting tickets, but Weenie Roast will be here before you know it. And we do tend to announce that sort of thing on the radio, so you won't miss it.
Sometimes we repeat the information.
That's right.
That's true.
A lot.
Yeah, so I had a meeting this morning, and they introduced a new guy at the office, and his name was Eric.
Yeah, Eric.
So I said, yeah, Eric, and everyone looked at me, and my boss just talked to me and said, knock that off. Thanks a lot, Kevin.
How's it me?
Kevin.
Look, we've all found that we say things that make sense here. If you say it outside of this world, it doesn't make any sense at all. Not only that, people are very annoyed by it.
Yes.
So maybe that's not the best idea.
All right, I'm driving in Sherman Oaks next to a flaming gay PT Cruiser convertible that says Kiss FM all over it, and all I want to do is throw poop.
That's very understandable.
I think you should do that, as a matter of fact.
We would be against it.
I know you have your big killer show coming up, karaoke. But I was wondering, where are the Schmillers playing? I heard you talking about them yesterday. I heard they're playing at Schmoman, and Schmegma's opening up for them. That'd be a rad show.
I got an email yesterday, Kevin. Remember when we were promoting Breakfast with the Schmillers, but we couldn't quite say who it was?
Right.
A listener wrote it and said, I bet the Distillers were really sad when they found out it wasn't them. All weekend long, they were huddled around the radio hoping we were doing Breakfast with the Distillers. It turned out to be the Killers. So close.
Oh, my God. Yes. Heidi and Spencer canceled. Spencer, Heidi, the Hills. Hi, Lisa.
He shoots, he scores. Average. Homeboy.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
Hey, I love how you're criticizing the King of Mexico's Twitter feed for being totally worthless but difficult to stop listening to. I wonder if we can think of anything else that's totally worthless that people still listen to.
Subtle.
So this dude has a baby yesterday at 1 a.m.
Okay.
And then rushes out of the delivery room and calls us.
So my daughter, Elena, was just born at 12:55 this morning on 4:20. Yeah, dude.
Can you imagine? Honey, who are you calling?
Like, how can that be even on your radar of things to do in the first few minutes of having a baby?
That's just sad is what that is.
This is why K-Rock listeners should not be allowed to reproduce. Hey!
6.7?
K-Rock Arrow Q. Look who's getting on the fun.
Bean brought the hay.
Captain Happy over there. Look at him.
It's 6:51. Dave Gahan just after the top of the hour, and then Breakfast with the Killers.
How about that? Right now, Ralph Garman's got the Showbiz Beat for a Tuesday morning. What the hell's going on?
Seriously, it was such good sex last night with Lisa.
Yeah. Congratulations.
I enjoyed it as well.
Ralph had a dream.
Can't stop thinking about it. It's weird after you have one of those dreams.
Yeah.
And you're around the person you had the dream about. It's very weird.
Now, especially when they last and it's so vivid.
It's sort of like I'm a little turned on right now.
Should you guys just,
I think so.
Go in the other room? And
I think
or,
we should.
Well,
make it happen.
We got stuff to do right now.
Get it over with.
Or will it be disappointing now because it was so great last night that now it may not live up to it.
It could happen.
I'm willing to take that risk.
You've had your eye on Lisa for a number of years, haven't you?
Well, of course.
How could
early
well,
on.
We're co-workers.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, she's an attractive lady, and when we first started working together, there was some sexual tension.
Flirting going on. Yeah. Sure.
She's crazy, too. You know she's crazy.
Exactly. Crazy women are the best in bed. Yeah. So we've got that going for us.
Lisa does stuff she would not want her mom to know about, I'll tell you that.
Well, that is true. Yeah.
Don't we all, bro? Really?
If you're doing it right, for God's sakes.
We should have a dream interpreter on sometime.
I would love
that.
You
know when you are Ask a Series?
Love that.
We should ask a dream doctor.
Great idea.
And ask what some of these dreams mean. Because although I'm attracted to Lisa, it's not like we've had a sexual relationship or anything. So why would I have a sex dream about Lisa that was so vivid and real?
And because out of the blue.
And out of the blue. Hope, that's why.
Did she sound like this?
She did make that noise, yes. But I'm just wondering how the subconscious, why does it trigger that at this particular time? What was going on in my mind?
Let's do that.
We should ask a dream doctor.
Hello, Poon.
My crotch really, really loves it.
That's true.
Before I get to the showbiz news, I do have tickets to give away to the red carpet world premiere of Star Trek. J.J. Abrams is rebooting the Star Trek franchise, and it all happens at Grauman's Chinese Theater Thursday, the 30th of April. Theaters will carry the film, of course, May 8th. It will be debuting, but you get to see it before anybody else. If you're lucky enough to win tickets, I've got five pair to give away. 1-800-520-1067 is the number, but I'm not going to give them just to anybody. Because I am a true Star Trek fan, I want other Star Trek fans to be there, so I'm going to ask you a trivia question. The movie is about the cast coming together, the original characters coming together, Kirk, of course, Spock, Dr. Leonard McCoy. He was one of my favorites on the show.
Sure.
Jim.
Doctor.
So cranky.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer. He's dead, Jim. Jim. Here's a trivia question. On the show, it was Dr. Leonard H. McCoy was Bones McCoy, the ship's surgeon on the Enterprise. What does the H stand for?
Ooh.
Leonard H. McCoy.
Tough one.
You know it. It's real tough. 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. First five people through with the correct answer get a pair of tickets to attend the red carpet world premiere of Star Trek. Damn it, Jim. I'm a doctor, not a premiere attender. I don't think he ever said that.
No.
He was my favorite.
There's no premieres.
It's on. It is on like Donkey Kong.
You and Lisa?
No, that's later. But Spencer Pratt and Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, yeah.
Is this a Twitter war?
Spencer Pratt has challenged Ashton Kutcher to a Twitter race.
Oh, my God.
A Twitter race?
Yes.
To see how now, fast the they can get people to follow
him. It must make Spencer Pratt crazy because Ashton Kutcher and CNN were in the news because they're having this Twitter off.
Right.
To see who could reach a million Twitter followers.
But that was
soonest.
For charity, right?
Yes, but now Spencer wants to be involved. And he has challenged Ashton to a Twitter race to see who can garner the most new followers in 30 days.
It is on. It is so on.
It wouldn't be worth him trying to compete for total number of followers, because right now Spencer Pratt has about 190,000 followers, and Ashton Kutcher has like 1.5 million.
I thought we were going to be talking to Spencer today, so I did a little research yesterday and went on Spencer's Twitter.
Oh, yes. Bet it's good.
He makes Dave sound like a Rhodes Scholar with the Twitter.
Are you serious?
Oh my God. Do you guys think I should shave my flesh colored beard? Those are the kinds of things that Spencer Pratt is Twittering. Yet he has 200,000 people following him.
You don't have to actively follow if you sign up to follow, just for the record. You can sign up a month ago and never check
it. A month?
Sure.
A month.
But, I mean, leave it to Spencer to want to get in on this for the reflected glory, not to raise money for charity like Ashton Kutcher was doing, but just because he wants to say, hey, look at me over here.
Here are the rules. If I win, Ashton and Demi Moore have to wash my car.
Oh, man, that's rough.
Yeah, sick.
If Heidi and I lose, we will clean their house.
Yeah, I'm out.
Ashton had a huge head start, said Spencer, but I believe in my Twitter family. He tells
this
Us Magazine.
This is insane. Wow.
I hate him.
Casting news. Christian Bale is joining Mark Wahlberg in the new David O. Russell film, The Fighter. You guys familiar with Mickey Ward?
No.
Mm-mm.
Boxing legend Mickey Ward?
Nope.
No.
Mickey Ward was like a real-life Rocky.
Oh, really?
He was a guy out of Boston who fought for about 14 years. But early in his career, he was just sort of so-so. And then his half-brother, who was a drug addict and a loser, a former boxer, but became a criminal and a drug addict, cleaned up his act and started to coach his brother. And at that point, he became this great fighter, great welterweight fighter. And the fights against, if you've never seen the fights against Mickey Ward and Gotti, Arturo Gotti, the trilogy of fights they had, some of the greatest fights you've ever seen.
Really?
So anyway, this has always been a story that's been in the works to have a film made about it for some time now. Mark Wahlberg's been attached for a long time, but they've had a hard time finding a director and a co-star. And Christian Bale has signed on to play Mark Wahlberg's half-brother in the film. And as I mentioned, David O. Russell will be directing. He gave us Three Kings and I Heart Huckabees, and he apparently is hard to work with. So,
good for you!
It's going to be a lot of that conversation on the set between Christian Bale and David O. Russell.
No! No!
How unbelievably great does Public Enemy look with Christian Bale and Johnny Depp?
Terrific.
Oh, is that going to be a movie?
Yeah.
And Flavor Flav. Hey, we have a winner, Ralph.
What?
If you would like to get the...
Talk to Yolanda.
Five of them, actually, which is,
Yolanda, a woman? Yeah. A female Star Trek fan?
Yolanda, you are going to be so in heaven at this screening with all the dork fest of... The dork sausage fest that's going to be there.
Oh, my God.
Yolanda, are you a Star Trek fan?
I am a big sci-fi fan in general. I'm freaking out right now.
Well, you're going to go to the world premiere of Star Trek, the red carpet world premiere, if you know the answer.
July.
If you know the answer to the trivia question, what is Leonard Bones McCoy's middle name?
She sounds fat.
Hey, oh, come stop on. It.
Her answer. Let her answer.
Is it Horatio?
It is Horatio,
yay!
Yes.
Yay!
Wow. Congratulations. You're going to the red carpet world premiere of Star Trek.
Overweight people have it hard enough being disgusting without you making fun of them.
That's true. You stop it, please.
Hey, fatty! You are fat!
Yolanda, are you going to use both seats or are you going to bring somebody?
Come on, you guys.
What? No,
I'm actually pretty hot.
All right. Good for you, Yolanda.
That is not the case.
That's my girl. I'll see you there, all right? Hold on. We'll give you all the details. Stay on the line.
Send us a picture in the email or two or three. Break it up into two or three
emails. Stop. The attachment is going to be too large. Not one of our male listeners who has won this
they're all fat too.
Contest had been subjected to this sort of abuse.
Thank you
and
for pointing that
much
out.
More likely to be fat, by the way, if you're a male sci-fi fan than a female.
What was that?
I agree.
Maybe Leonard Nimoy will put Yolanda in his next book.
Yeah! I am disgusted.
Hey, Ralph, was Horatio one of those things that was mentioned in one episode one time?
Actually, it's never been mentioned in any episode or in any of the movies.
Really?
But
well,
in
the
book series that has been written about Star Trek since the fact.
Wow.
The stories that have been written about Star Trek, that's where they established. His name has always been H.
Right,
but
yeah.
They finally identified what the H stood for in the novelizations that followed.
That's hardcore right there. Not in the TV show or the movies. That's
but
hardcore.
It's become sort of like a bit of cool Star Trek trivia that's been bandied about for years.
Is there such a thing?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Cool Star Trek trivia.
Do you hate Star Trek, too? Hater?
No, I don't.
Do you hate that, too?
I don't, actually. I kind of liked it.
He's dead, Jim. Jim. Always loved Bones. Bill Murray's a heck of an actor.
Mm-hmm.
And, he's a big golf player, too.
Mm-hmm.
Loved golf. He was playing the Outback Pro-Am recently when he hit a drive that smacked a woman named Gail DiMaggio right in the head and knocked her out cold.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Yeah. Apparently, he sliced it hard and went off the fairway, and these people were living near the golf course.
Oh, my God.
She wasn't even on the course watching.
No, she was on her front lawn.
Oh.
Watching, looking for stars.
That's awesome.
But she was standing on her front lawn when a ball came out of nowhere and smacked her in the head and knocked her out.
Imagine her
surprise when she woke up and Bill Murray was standing over her, seeing if she was okay.
Was he showing
up that going? Which is nice.
Was he telling everybody?
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
No, he didn't. No. Gail,
wow.
Refreshingly, decided not to sue. She said she's a huge Bill Murray fan and she settled for an apology and an autograph.
Oh, that's good.
So it's all
good. Sign the golf ball. That'd be a cool memento.
Sign the dent in her head.
So I got doing for me. 18th hole, Augusta. Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Iggy Pop, legendary icon of punk rock. Stooges, of course. Known for rolling around on broken glass on stage at one point in his career.
That's a hell of a stage show.
And he's fat, too. He's huge at Iggy Pop. Oh, my God.
Very
he's corpulent.
Skinny.
I think he's got 0% body fat.
Oh, that's right.
Actually.
Yeah, he's
just bones.
Just bones. Yeah. He is 62 years old.
He looks unbelievable for 62, though.
Someone
really
say bones? He's a singer, Jim. Singer, not a doctor. Tony Danza is 58 years old today. Andy McDowell turns 51. Robert Smith of The Cure is 50. James McAvoy from The Last King of Scotland, The Chronicles of Narnia, and Wanted. He is 30. And Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo celebrates his 29th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hi, this is Dave Gahn from Depeche Mode.
Sticky blow.
If there's a kingdom behind the love.
Today's the day. We've been waiting for a brand new album from Depeche Mode, available in stores and for download, called Sounds of the Universe. It seems like it's been weeks since we caught up with our old friend Dave Gahan from the band, and he joins us now on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Hey, Dave.
I know. It's like I'm a regular on here, right? It's like this is... I should have my own show or something.
We could do Tuesdays with Dave. We could do that.
Tuesdays with Dave. I love it.
Now that Maury's dead, you can take over.
Yeah, exactly. Maury's gone, man.
Dave, you crack me up. All right, Sounds of the Universe comes out today. I know we talked to you about that last time, but it's exciting, right? When you're unleashing a new album to the world, something that you've worked on very, very hard, and finally your fans get to hear it, it's a big deal.
You know what? It still is a big deal, and it still feels like this is the nerve-wracking week. It's like, you know, just put it out there. The reviews are starting to come in, you know. And you got to be careful with those reviews, because we've had a few really good ones.
Right.
And you get all excited, and then you see one that's like, they just hate you.
Yeah.
You know, there was a review in, you know, Rolling Stone, I don't know, some little magazine. And they did not like us, put it that way. But it wasn't even like a review of the album. It was just kind of like, you can tell this, she just really doesn't like us.
Hey, we still don't like these guys' review, that's all?
Yeah, that's it's like, it's something like that. And it's just like, come on, man, have a little respect. We've paid our dues. We've been around a while.
You've paid a few dues.
Listen to the damn record.
Well, aren't you, at this point, you guys know Depeche Mode, and you know what Depeche Mode fans like, and you're kind of the best judge of your own material, and I know that this is a record that you and the guys are very proud of.
Yeah, well, thanks for saying that. And you know what? It is true. We still set that standard very high. I mean, it's, you know, and sometimes you hit and sometimes you miss in terms of, like, for yourself. And each album you kind of work on, you know, you're working on trying to make it the best you possibly can. But sometimes certain albums, they are bridges to the next thing. And I think this record is kind of like some... We've been trying to get here for the last couple of records somehow. So.
Yeah. Hey, before we talk about your coming to town and the live performance tomorrow night, I have to ask, what is this album cover? And I see it all over town. There's posters all over Los Angeles now of your album cover. It looks like pickup sticks on the front cover.
What it is. We were playing pickup sticks.
I doubt this is true, Dave.
I dropped them on the floor. And I was like, oh, Anton, take a picture of that. That looks like a good album cover. And there you go. There it is. You know, it's funny. That is exactly what I said to him. I was like, you know, when he could give us the bill for the album cover, I was like, you got to be kidding me, Anton, right? I mean, this is like pickup sticks. You
yeah,
know? Come
that's
on.
Totally what it looks. So it doesn't mean anything. It's just a visual that looks cool.
Well, you know, we gave Anton, very early on, we played him a bunch of songs and, you know, and... He goes away and he comes up with these crazy ideas. And to him, I think it represented like the world and all and reaching all the lines that going out to the different places in the cosmos. The oh, that's excellent. I got done with my own thing.
Dave Gahan is on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock right now. I mentioned that you guys are coming to town, and you're doing something a little bit unusual this time around. You're going to be closed. Well, Hollywood Boulevard is going to be closed down, I guess, tomorrow night. And then Thursday, you're going to be doing a mini concert, some of which will be aired on the Jimmy Kimmel Live Show. I guess they'll air a couple of shows, but you'll be doing – how many songs will you be doing for the people who are actually down there live?
I think it's like six or seven or something like that. I think six or seven. Yeah, a couple of real nice things, actually, we've got set up. But, on the actual show, I think, you know, maybe one and a bit songs goes out. But, I'm sure, I'm sure the LAPD are really happy right now.
I got to tell you, they're already on talking about how they're closing the streets for a day and a half because of you. And, I mean, I just know that Kevin and I were by your side when you almost killed us at the warehouse in-store back in the early 90s. And I'm just thinking, I don't want to see city councilman on the news on Friday blaming K-Rock again if things go bad. I'm a little nervous about it.
No, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Look, LA has always been like real special to Depeche, and it's like a thing with us and our fans and stuff. And you know, as you know, this has been going on for years, and it just felt fitting that the first thing that we were going to do had to be something in LA. It had to be something, and you know, this thing came about, the offer to do the Kimmel show, so we got together and with you guys as well. And I know you've been talking about it a bit, right?
A bit.
Yes.
Just a little. Yes.
So I think there's going to be a few people show up. I know Jonathan, you know, said to me today, you know, our manager, Jonathan Kessler, he said, I'm a little bit worried.
Yes. That's what you want. You need a little bit of fear. That's the fun.
I'm excited by it. I can't wait. I'm coming, you know, I'm flying out there tomorrow. I hear you've got some beautiful weather right now, right?
Well, 150 is beautiful weather, yes.
No, we're supposed, you know, to, supposed to be breaking the heat. It's actually going to be pretty comfortable when you guys are here. So.
Yeah, nice.
Because I was thinking about this yesterday. I was thinking about you guys coming to town. And I was thinking, poor Martin, poor pasty white Martin. Does he just explode into flames when he steps off the plane in L.A.? This must be hell for him.
Well, he lives out there, man. I don't know. He loves it.
Well, he doesn't look like he lives out there, man. I'll tell you that.
He covers up, you know.
All right, here's the deal. Depeche Mode on the Jimmy Kimmel Show Thursday night. See the whole show, the stuff you won't see on TV. If you're a fan and you want to go, we have some passes. I think we're giving away three pairs of passes right now on the Kevin and Bean Show at 1-800-520-1067. You can call right now if you're a Depeche Mode fan. And Dave, you were telling us right before you went on the air that you're gearing up now for a very busy year because you're getting ready to go out on the road. And you guys are going to Luxembourg to rehearse the tour. Is that right?
Yeah, we've already been here in New York like for a few weeks, and we're off to Luxembourg to do like the full kind of production rehearsals. We see the whole show thing, but then we're doing a little gig there. But the real official show is Tel Aviv, Israel, which is on May 10th.
It seems to me like a band like Depeche Mode that has played together as often as you guys have could step right back on stage. What's this 6 weeks of rehearsal, and then you're going to Luxembourg to rehearse, and then...
I have
Did you forget
story.
The songs? What happened?
No. Well, I do, yeah.
You do.
Yeah. All the time. I do. And I got the idiot board, so I employ people on the side of the stage to, you know, have their banners up with the words on it.
I like
it. And quite often fans look at me, you know, they're sort of down the front there, and they actually look at me, and they're sort of wagging their head like, no, that is not the right words. But yesterday, we were in the rehearsal room here in New York, and actually two of the boys from a little band called U2 were next door.
How about that?
Some guy called Bongo and the Edge or something.
Bongo,
something
yes. Okay.
Yeah. I went over and said hello, and we were chatting for a bit, and he was like, you guys rehearsing? You know, he's like, you know, we don't rehearse anymore.
Right.
And so I was like, hello, hello.
Well, I suspect you're going to get it all together when you need to. And, of course, Depeche Mode is coming back to the Hollywood Bowl in August for two big shows there.
That's
going to
be awesome.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great show like it always is. And we're very excited about the new record. It is finally here, out today. Hardcore Depeche Mode fans already know that, but everybody else should know Sounds of the Universe is out and available for sale and download today. And we will see you on the street with Jimmy Kimmel Thursday night, Dave. And
Definitely.
We'll talk to you next Tuesday on the Kevin and Bean Show, I guess.
We'll come and say hello tomorrow.
All right.
You bet.
And then Tuesdays with Dave, right?
Tuesdays with Dave. It's all set up.
This can't be right. It says here that our old friend Mole is on the phone. Why would Mole be calling?
You know who it is?
Well, yeah, I just said our old friend Mole is on the phone. Hey, Mole.
Hi,
Mole.
We haven't talked to you in forever. What are you up to?
Hey, wait, let me do the hell on. Happy 420 to you. Happy 420 to you. Let's smoke about your reefer and let's smoke some hash too. Happy 420.
Yeah. Hey, Mole, that was 420 technically was yesterday.
Why was it? What?
The 20th of April was yesterday, technically. I mean, I don't care. What?
Oh, 420 Eve is a pretty big deal place.
Yeah.
Guess we hit it hard.
Yeah.
It's like Passover, except it's Passover that doobie.
But it sounds like you missed it, though. I mean, if you're celebrating today, it seems like it's April 21st.
Hey, let's make 420 every day.
Okay.
Well, I mean, there is that.
You know, I don't have all that dough to get a medical marijuana card like everybody.
Really?
Well, my dealer anywhere is lab coat. That's about as far as it goes.
Yeah, that doesn't work, right?
He wants to remove the wart from my foot using a soldering iron.
That doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
No, that sounds bad.
Can I tell you guys something? You know where 420 comes from?
420, what does it come from?
It comes to, a lot of people think it's from the tradition that the first time you smoke reefer, you should take 420 hits.
Right.
That's not it.
That's not it. Okay.
It's because you used to be able to buy a lid for $20.
Ah.
Yep.
Wow,
yep.
I've heard a lot of theories about 420 involving police codes and other things. I've never heard that one before.
Ralph's a cop, remember?
He's an actor, and he played a cop on a TV show.
Yeah.
Hey, do you guys know April is Reefer History Month?
I did not know that, though.
Yep. No. Yes, is it Reefer History Month? I didn't know that.
That's right. On this date, Arthur Carburetor first invented the carb.
Okay. You're very confused.
Not the carb that my fat girlfriend keeps complaining about eating.
Right.
Not that kind of carb. a different kind of carb. She's so fat.
Is she fat?
She's fat, but she's cool. I'm taking a Coachella this year.
Well...
Oh, God,
Coachella was this past weekend. It was last Friday, Saturday, yeah. Sunday.
You missed it.
Sorry, DeAndra. It's cool. She's listening to Steve Harvey.
Yeah, she probably is. Well, there must be. It must be. Your life must be constantly disappointing when you realize all the stuff you plan on doing and then forget to do in time.
You know what I do, though? I forget that. I get disappointed.
Well, yeah, you forget the disappointment,
news,
sure.
I guess, yeah.
Hey, you know, can I tell you some more stuff about reefer?
Sure.
You know, President
Obama?
President Bailout is going, hey, bailout everything. Hey, how about throwing a bailout of a plane on my van? I want to bail a reefer. It's the same God. Word. hey, you guys want to put our money together and buy one of those Slumdog kids?
No, I don't want to buy a kid.
They're so awesome. They're so cute. We can dress it up.
Well, it's a person that deserves to have parents that love and take care of the child.
Can I tell you guys something?
Yeah.
Yes.
On this date, Sir Oscar Poker first said, dude, it's clogged.
Dude, it's what?
It's clogged. Oh. I need a poker.
Oh, no.
Really? That's the history of today?
The more you know.
Exactly. Well, Mole, I'm sorry that you missed 420 this year, but maybe next year we'll give you a little bit of a heads up so you can celebrate on the right day.
All right, dudes. I'll see you at Pilates.
What are you talking about?
I don't know what that is.
So, you know, at K-Rock, this is a pretty sick group of people, right? I mean, there's a lot of really sick people
disturbed,
here.
Disturbed, really.
Disturbed.
Yes.
A lot of people with mental trouble.
Doesn't make us bad.
Work here. So you go into a bathroom and you see magazines and you go, oh no, right? That's my first
thought.
First
of all, going to the bathroom, I go, oh no.
Yeah, it's a rough road to hoe here, going to the bathroom. I mean,
yes, that's what we were thinking, actually.
All right.
I don't know how stuff.
All right,
listen. All right. All right.
Hello.
All right. So, you don't know what you're going to walk into. I mean,
did you hear the fart just then?
Right. Okay, Jed. Thank you.
Listen. So you walk in and you see magazines and you think, okay, you know, the pinnacle of nudie mags is Playboy. That's the best one.
Sure.
And
classiest
then you,
one.
Then you start moving your way down, you know, and you get to Penthouse and then you get to less classy ones. Remember when Money was here? He had like, I don't know, animal porn. Very disturbing.
Yes.
So I'm afraid to look.
I never knew that, honestly.
You don't remember when we did the singles party to Las Vegas on the bus?
It was a bachelor party, actually.
It was?
Yeah.
I thought it was a singles.
I think it was yours.
It was Lightning's bachelor party when Money brought the dog porn.
And the chicken.
No.
It was a chicken.
No.
That's my fear. So I walk in and I go, oh, no, this is not going to be good. So I start looking at them very, like, with trepidation. I'm very scared of what it is, but I'm gonna take a look. So the first one is Entertainment Weekly.
Okay.
Well, that's hardly
that's
porn.
That's not too clean.
Bad.
It's got Vin Diesel on the front, though. I could probably muster something up for that.
I hope that's not why you're going into the K-Rock restroom.
Sometimes you have to. Like after my dream with Lisa May.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Can't contain that.
Three times this morning already. I can't stop thinking about it.
So Entertainment Weekly, not too bad, right?
No.
So then the next one I see is the Louisville 2009 Meeting Planners Guide. And this is
Louisville.
For Louisville, Kentucky, where they have like buildings and
why
different...
is that in the restroom?
I don't know. K-Rock.
Maybe someone's taking a trip to Louisville.
Isn't that picture of Borders hot though?
Really?
I don't think so.
Oh. I rubbed one out to that. And then
why is that in the bathroom?
I don't know.
Weird.
But then came the coup de grace, ladies and gentlemen. Successful Meetings magazine. Did you know there's a magazine about successful meetings? Were you aware of that?
I have had so many meetings go poorly. I wish I had known about that.
Golf schools and meetings add up to good business.
I got to get that. I usually read crappy gatherings, and it's really affected my my business success, I think, because I'm reading the wrong magazine.
Why would anyone read this? I don't care if you plan meetings for a living. Why would you read Successful Meetings magazine?
I know that there are thousands of magazines, thousands of every specialty you can imagine, but how is there a magazine about meetings?
That's what I'm saying. In this economy, especially when magazines come and go like that.
Yes. How does this one survive?
Successful Meetings.
Look, a lot of people take meetings, probably more, you know, than do almost any other activity.
The perfect storm, slammed in the press and pilloried by Congress. The meetings industry is fighting back.
That's unbelievable. Industry?
Successful Meetings magazine.
You were a little disappointed when you flipped that one over and saw what it was.
I was fascinated, though. I was like, how does this exist? How is this successful, this meetings magazine?
The bit you started just now, your
idol
originally
was
porn.
I thought it was going to be. I was afraid.
It wasn't bathroom reading material. You started over the porn angle.
But that's what I thought it was going to be.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I'm saying. Successful meetings, maybe not as high.
I'm saying if there's a magazine called Successful Radio Bits, maybe you should read it, and it would give you a little more perspective on how to start things off. Because now I'm just confused.
Should I restart?
I think maybe you should.
You want me to start over?
Yes, if you would.
All right.
Try something new for breakfast.
It's Kevin and Bean's Breakfast. Karaoke with the Killers.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Dimples in Burbank. Can you hear us?
Let's give a big Burbank welcome to the Killers.
That's what I'm talking about. There we go. Howdy. Welcome. Great to see you. Thanks for being here.
Hi. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi there.
Fantastic.
Hi there.
Kevin and Bean Breakfast with the Killers brought to you by our friends at Rogue Pictures with their new film called Fighting, opening everywhere this Friday, starring Channing Tatum. We are at an actual honest-to-goodness karaoke bar right now. Legend is it's the first one in the United States, but I don't know that I've ever seen a band like the Killers on stage at Dimples.
No.
I'll tell you that. How are you guys?
Great. How are you?
Great.
Very good, thank you.
The fans are all moving up within about 6 inches of Brandon.
Yeah. The Killers are going to be performing live on the stage here, taking our questions, taking your questions, taking questions from krock.com. Why don't we start by talking about the weekend that you guys just had? You must be wrung out after the last 4 days.
Well, actually, we feel quite relieved that we're finished with Coachella. And, you know, nobody messed up too badly, and we made it unscathed.
What is a show like Coachella like for you? You guys have done a lot of big shows, but is Coachella something different or something special than every other show you do this year?
Well, the one great thing about it was we started off at Coachella right before Hot Fuzz came out, and we were playing at noon in the tents, and we kind of worked our way up to headlining, and it's a real honor for us. Yeah, it was amazing.
I mean, it's crazy when you look at the schedule and you go, okay, Paul McCartney Friday, Killers Saturday, Cure Sunday. You got to be going, yes.
There were people petitioning for us not to be on Saturday.
Oh, is that right?
Now, I was reading in one of your bios, and Brandon, you were saying that the Killers is one of the bands that kind of inspired you to do this. Is that weird to be on the same bill with them? Have you done that very often?
Yeah, the first concert I went to was a Cure concert, and it was for the album Wild Mood Swings. They were touring that album, and so it's surreal, you know, it's weird.
I know you've gotten a chance to meet and work with some of the musical heroes that you look up to. Have you had any time with them? Have you met the Cure? David?
Yeah, we talked to Robert Smith, the acoustic Christmas, actually.
We had a wild night in Mexico City.
Really?
Robert, yeah.
People would probably be surprised how funny he is, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
You'd think maybe a little, you know, downer because of the music, which I love, but...
He's tougher than you'd imagine, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Friday night, you opened a place in your hometown, the new version of the Joint there at the Hard Rock. What is that like? Is that place pretty cool?
It's really nice.
It's a new place, right?
The old joint was, we saw a lot of great bands there that really inspired us. But it was, this place is bigger, the sound's better, and it was really nice.
All right, so have you guys, I have to ask, since we're at Dimples, where karaoke began in this country, any karaoke experience in any of your past? Is that something you guys have enjoyed previously?
I'm going to guess Ronnie.
Oh, really? David? Yes?
Dave and Ron are the two champions of karaoke.
What kinds of songs do you like to do, Ronnie?
Ronnie prefers I Want to Dance with Somebody.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go.
I do know that. What was the last one you did?
I like anything by Tears for Fears.
Tears for Fears. All right. Nice.
Well, I think on the stage tonight, I think you guys are only going to be doing killer songs, which I think is going to be fine. I think that's going to be great. We are doing Breakfast with the Killers, Karaoke with the Killers here at Dimples in Burbank, and I think we take a quick break and come back and hear some live music. How's that sound, you guys?
That's right.
Let's do that. Kevin and Bean?
Breakfast. Breakfast.
It's Kevin and Bean's Breakfast. Karaoke with the Killers.
We are back at Dimples. It is the Breakfast with the Killers. They are here live. There are maybe 125 people here. Tops. The place is jammed. 125 very sweaty people. Someone will drown before this is over.
And it's time for some music from the Killers.
Waiting for you. Hey!
Live music from the Killers on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ.
That sounded fantastic. I love that little pieces of the ceiling are starting to come down on the band. They don't usually get the music quite that loud here at the karaoke bar.
Yeah, that is true. There's chunks falling down.
That sounded fantastic, you guys. You know, it might be a good time to bring up, since you just did that song, which is, I know, one of your favorite covers, is that on the internet right now there's a big buzz about Ronnie's recent interview about a potential covers album in the future. Is that true, or is he just talking out his butt?
Or both.
It's still in the dream process. It's something that we want to do, but it's just, I think once this tour calms down, I think we're going to start recording on the road, hopefully. Yeah.
One of the songs that was brought up was Cyndi Lauper, Time After Time. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Girls Just Want to Have Fun. That's the one.
We've done that live a couple times.
You have? Okay.
All right. We're going to get to some questions in the audience here in a minute from the people who are at the Breakfast with Killers, but I got a couple that were submitted on KROQ.com. Guys, we had over 700 questions submitted through KROQ.com. And I'm sorry, I'm going to have to ask you to stay and answer each and every one of them. But here's a good one, I think, from Michael in Laguna Hills. He wants to know if you have any goals left to achieve as a band, if there's a certain concert venue that you still want to play or some award you want to win or anything that may be less tangible. How would you answer that question if there are any dreams unfulfilled at this point for the Killers band?
We've had so much happen already that's been unbelievable. I just think that we want to keep evolving as a band. Our first album did so well that it hasn't left us much room to grow from.
Right.
And I'm kind of proud of us and our booking agent over here, Kirk. He's always been in on it with us too. We've always wanted to really have it be organic and grow.
It wasn't an overnight success.
I'm not saying something profane, but we didn't just go play places, you know, just because we could right away. We really wanted to earn it, and we're still trying that.
Here's a question from Tina in Orange, who has a question for the Killers. She says, "Hey guys, what's the story with that Jenny chick? Who in the band did she F over?" And that, maybe a broader sense of that question would be, you do name check certain people in certain songs. Do you ever use the real names, or is it just those are names that sound good in the record?
Sometimes. I think one of the things that we like to try and tell stories in the songs, and Jenny's just was a name that popped up.
All right, take it easy.
I think we've all probably, come into contact with a Jenny in our lives, but not that we murdered or anything.
All right, we're doing Breakfast with the Killers here at Dimples in Burbank. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, audience questions. The band is going to perform again. It's all happening right here on the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock.
I'd like you to meet Breakfast.
It's Kevin and Bean's Breakfast, karaoke with the Killers.
The most important meal.
The world-famous K-Rock.
It's karaoke with the Killers on the world-famous K-Rock Kevin and Bean Show. The band is here. Our friend Dave, the King of Mexico, has the microphone in the crowd, and it's time for the first question from the audience here. As Kevin mentioned, it's about 125 people or something like that, and a few of them are going to get a chance to talk to the band. Who's up first?
Hi, Joanne from Bell Gardens. Is there a particular band or artist that you would like to collaborate maybe in the future, and perhaps could that be Morrissey, maybe?
She has a specific request.
We love, we've always kind of been open about the music that influenced us. It's something that we never really hid from. But Morrissey is, he'd be at the top of the list.
What can you tell us about the reports about Kanye West and you and Jared Leto in the same room in a studio? What's that all about, Brandon?
It's this, they can, they, yeah. Oh, I was.
Is it Photoshop?
Photoshop. Yeah.
You've never met either of those gentlemen.
I ran into Kanye, and he's a really nice guy. I went to check out the studio that he's working on new stuff, and yeah, that's how that all started.
And did you do a song together?
No.
No, okay.
Okay. Let's do one more from the audience before we take a break. Come back with some more live music from the Killers. Hello, sir. How are you?
I am Herman from Pico Rivera.
No one's named Herman. Seriously?
This guy's Herman.
All right, Herman, you're on.
First of all, Brandon, I'm jealous of you. My girlfriend loves you.
Yeah, I think that's true of most of the guys in here.
I just wanted to know, why do your lyrics make more sense when I'm drinking adult beverages?
Why do your lyrics make more
sense? Makes more sense.
The whole world makes more sense, right?
Do you guys get annoyed by the explain your lyrics question? Because it seems like you get that,
every day, everywhere you go?
No, it's not. It really hasn't been. It hasn't been too intrusive. It's you know, it's just it is what it is.
All right, human or dancer? What the f- is that about? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to take your question.
I've been guilty of both.
Okay. I had a an internet question from Adriana from Downey, who's on the lyrics topic, who wanted to know if there's ever been a time where somebody in the band had no idea what the song was about, but was too embarrassed to admit it. So they just kind of went along with it, but yeah, I got it, I'm on.
That's me.
That's you. Question. That's you. All right. All right, we'll take another quick break. The band is going to play. We got time for more of your questions, too. It's Karaoke and with the Killers here on the world-famous Kevin and Bean Show. We'll return right after this. K-Rock? Wow, how about that, huh? Breakfast with the Killers on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. We're going to get right back to some more questions from the audience here in a minute. Here's another one from K-Rock.com. Josh in Sunland wants to know, when you were talking about naming the band, did you ever consider you calling yourselves the Killers, K-I-L-L-A-Z, and don't you think it sounds scarier? I don't know. You may have a point. What do you guys think?
Our first idea was to be called the Yummy Gummy Sweater Puppies.
I like it.
I like it a lot.
And so that, but we like the Killers a little bit more.
I think so.
Beat it out just by a little bit.
Here's a, this is an odd question since it's 250 degrees in here, but I'm a huge collector and fan of Christmas music, and I know you guys have started a tradition in recent years of putting out a holiday single every year. How did that get started, and what are the eventual plans? Is it something you're going to keep going with till you got a whole record's worth, or what?
Yeah, hopefully. It started out with, you know, Bono has this red campaign, and it's a wonderful thing. It's, it actually wanted us to do these Gap advertisements, and we decided instead of doing that, we would offer music. And
yes.
So we do a Christmas song every year, and it comes out on December 1st, which is World AIDS Day. So it's turned out to be a really wonderful thing for us. We love doing it, and it's a good cause.
And I can tell that it's not a throwaway song for you guys. I mean, it's this fully realized great killer song, you know, which is awesome.
We really have fun doing it too.
Yeah, you guys should check out that Red campaign. They're so right. It's $5 a month, and you get all sorts of free content from very, very cool bands.
Oh, Redwire.
All right, let's meet some more K-Rock listeners that are here for Breakfast with the Killers. Who's up next?
Anita from Orange County.
Anita, I believe we talked to you on the radio today.
Yes, you did.
Your question?
My question is, Brandon, I have a huge tattoo of your face on my back. Would you like to see it?
I'd love to see it. All right.
Look at that.
That is...
And by the way, your beard itches.
What's that?
Your beard itches.
Oh.
how much do you guys see that? I know that a lot of people will do that with their favorite band. Have you seen a few Killers tattoos over the years?
Yeah, I've seen a few. Never a face, though.
How about that? That's a little bit creepy, right? I mean, you're gonna leave here and like keep your eyes open, right? All right, who's next? You got to talk into the microphone.
Hi, I'm Cindy Kahn, and I'm from Whittier. And I'd like to know that who you guys are listening to right now besides the Killers.
What do you guys have in your CD players? iPods.
Hot Chip, Fleet Foxes, some other good stuff. There's a lot of good stuff coming out there right now. There's this band that's coming with us from New Hampshire. They're called Wild Light, and they're a great band.
Let me do one more from KRock.com. Ray in Chino Hills wants to know if you've ever put any ridiculous requests in your tour writers, something that you know you shouldn't ask for, but you insist the band has to have anyway just because you can. Is that something like that ever come up?
A puppy, a midget, anything like that?
No, you keep it pretty simple?
We keep it pretty simple.
You got to look into that puppy and that midget.
Yeah,
I'm telling you what.
We haven't been adventurous yet. We need to start.
Pretty good deal. All right, we're going to take another break. We'll come back. We got one more segment with the Killers. They're going to be performing live. We got more questions. This is awesome. We're so lucky to be here, and thank you for listening to it. Killers and K-Rock return right after this.